Hey, y'all, Zach McDonald, your real estate agent with Real Property Associates, and this is my Seattle real estate market update for March 2024. Welcome if this is your first time following along with these updates, and welcome back if you've been following along for a while. I was reflecting back on when these market updates first started because we're expecting our fifth child here any day. And I was thinking about how when I filmed my first market update, I remember our oldest was asleep and I had an iPhone 5. And I think my wife was trying to record me in between the baby napping. So anyways, these have come a long way since the first video approaching. It looks like June 2016 was the first video. And with the exception of maybe a month or two here, we filmed one of these every single month since 2016. So I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you to those who have followed along with the channel for a long time and for those who have reached out and bought and sold houses with me here over the years. And another reason for thinking about that and reflecting on that was that I had recently last month, two different clients that came back and one bought their second house and another one bought a second home, a place where they could maybe spend the weekend here over the past month. So it was fun to see and work with those clients again, but it got me thinking about just the journey here on YouTube and in real estate here over the past 10 or so years. So just a big thank you to all of you who have paid attention and followed along and those that have worked with us to buy and sell a home over the years. Now, let's talk about the market. And before we talk about the stats from the month, I want to talk about mortgage rates just briefly because I think it's an important part of these updates. And the mortgage rates are a good indicator of kind of what's going on or maybe the temperature of the housing market in some sense. So let's start off with that here. Mortgage News Daily, we use this resource for all of our rate references. Their most recent survey here on 3/11, the 30-year fixed rates were at 6.87%. And that is a little bit up, but down from the previous video. So last month when we filmed the market update, they were just over 7%. So recently, you know, day over day, we saw a little jump, but they're down from last month, which is good. Rates had kind of climbed above 7 a little bit again. The hope was that they'd be trending down at this point, and they are a little bit now, but the inflationary data last month was not super encouraging, which caused many to think that the rate cuts the Fed were talking about are going to happen later in 2024. Now, last year in the same month, so in the 2023 update, we were looking at 6.57 rates on Mortgage News Daily survey. Same week, again, not the same day, but approximately a year ago. Now, looking at the housing market in 2023, things really did pick up here in the spring, and we saw some really competitive offer situations with many clients, and we also saw houses selling over asking price again, but for a brief time in 2023. I suspect that that might be a more prolonged experience here in 2024, especially if rates continue to trend down or even have more dramatic cuts towards the end of the year. Now, looking at median sales price, we see that in Seattle, median sales price is up 13.4%, 929.9, so just under 930 was the median sales price in Seattle last month. And in Bellevue, we saw that the median sales price was $1,835,000, up 22.3% year over year. Now, last month, the median sales price in Bellevue was quite a bit higher. It was closer to $2.3 million. I don't necessarily think this is the high for the year in Bellevue, but we have seen the trend of homes going up in value here in Seattle and Bellevue and across King County and Snohomish counties, the surrounding counties. Now, median sales price is a great metric, but it is just a middle number. So it's not the only thing we want to look at when we look at home values, but I think it's a good way for us to pay attention in general to where the housing market is going. And I was looking back at 2022, when everything was going crazy, and in Seattle, the median sales price was 930. So February 2022, and the median sales price in Bellevue was $2,110,609, so a little bit higher, whereas Seattle's actually higher than where it was in 2022, looking at the median sales price. Both, though, are up considerably if we look at the previous year. Now, if we look at closed sales, the closed sales in Seattle are up year over year. Bellevue slightly down. The trend here is that things are going up, though. So month over month, we saw that there were a good amount more closed sales in Seattle and also in Bellevue. There's just more listings coming on the market. And days on market has been dropping. So we look at median days on market here. And last month, median days on market in Seattle, 24, Bellevue, 29. And this month, big drop off. 7 in Seattle, so 7 days to sell your house was the median, and in Bellevue was 6 days to sell your house. If we look back at last year, those numbers are considerably lower. It was 12 and 14, respectively, but still not quite as hot as it was back in 2022. And you see that here in the averages, too. The averages are trending down. In 2022, the averages and the median were different, but fairly close. If we look at those here, we see quite a big disparity. So there's still some houses that have been sitting and taking a long time to sell, which is why we see a considerably higher average right now than we do have that median. But I would suspect that the average is going to continue to trend down here over the coming months. Now, let's look at average percent of list price. This is a fun stat, and I like to look at this one because it's telling us, like, where are the prices ending up, right? We see asking prices online. What could we reasonably expect to see as far as the amount of the asking price? Are buyers getting a house below asking price, above asking price, at asking price? And this last month, homes in Seattle sold over asking price, 1.8% above asking price on average. And in Bellevue, they sold 2.9% above asking price on average. Last month, if we look at the percentage, it was just below 100%. So just below asking price in Bellevue and Seattle. And if we look back at 2022, this is crazy. Seattle was seeing 9.7% over asking price. And Bellevue was seeing 21.9% over asking price. So those are massive numbers. And as you can see, things are recovering if we look back at last year. But wow, not quite to the frenzied pace that we saw ourselves in 2022. Now, I will say, I think that we are trending towards that. And we probably in 2024 will not see the market being that hot. I think 2025 might be like that. But we'll see how the inflation numbers come in and what the Fed decides to do. We are also in an election year. I guess the jury's still out, right? I don't have a crystal ball, and many of you listen to this because you hope that I share some of those types of thoughts. I wish I could predict the future, though. That would be great. But if we're looking at the new listings, we're seeing that there are more new listings coming on. Last year, we really just did not see a lot come on the market. But the fact that we're not seeing the inventory numbers spiking is a good sign. So that means that there are enough buyers for the new listings. There's demand, even more demand than there was last year. And that's encouraging to see. Now, if we look at the next stat here, pending sales, we're also seeing more, right? So we saw more listings, but also more pending sales, similar to what we were seeing in 2022, kind of in the middle, right? We're not all the way back for the buyer activity, and we're also not all the way back for listing activity, but the fact that both are picking up is an encouragement. The market is doing better, or the consumer confidence is at least better. Now, the last stat here I want to look at is just the supply, because that is a huge part of why we see multiple offers and we see pressure on prices, is because there is not enough supply. And to be honest, to be really honest, it's going to be hard for Seattle to have enough supply in the long run. They're really, if we look at the places you can build, it's hard to build new houses. And if you do, it's hard to build affordable new houses anywhere near Seattle or Bellevue, at least in the city. Seattle's done something with the backyard cottages where you can buy and sell some of those. And those are a lot more affordable in some of the neighborhoods where you can pay double or even triple for a house. Now, a lot of the new construction is farther north, farther south. Either way, though, it's going to be hard to come up with the supply that there is for the demand in the long run. But right now, we're seeing that there is enough. But if we look at these numbers, 2022, super low, right? Just way, way too low. And things are picking up. That's good. There's more homes for sale right now. If we look at the month supply, and this is based off of the pending sales, you can also see that the trend is more inventory. There is more available for people right now. But for perspective, 2022 was a ridiculously low amount of supply. 1 month to a month and a half is still really low inventory, which is why we're seeing houses selling over asking price in Seattle and Bellevue and really across the counties. Now, my thoughts here as we wrap up this video for the housing market and where we're headed, we are already seeing multiple offers, and we're talking about February, right? We're in the middle of the winter, and things are only going to continue to pick up in 2024. I think the Fed meeting and the inflationary data is going to be huge, and we're going to continue to follow that here this year. That's going to affect mortgage rates, and mortgage rates are what affect people's ability to purchase. So if we do see mortgage rates come down later in 2024, it's only going to stimulate the housing market even more. But even as we speak, there are people returning to buying and there are more people selling right now, even if it's out of speculation that those things are going to improve. If you have questions about buying or selling here in the Seattle and Bellevue areas, please feel free to reach out. I'd love to be a resource for you. And heck, even if you just have questions about the housing market and want to connect about that, I'd love to be a resource for you there as well.